From dining to living to wherever, we help give confused rooms new direction. This is the Confused Room Podcast.
And welcome to another episode of Confused Room. Welcome, everyone. Tony and Jenny Bruschi joining you once again. If you have a space, a place, an area you want some advice on and you want a free reimagine of, submit it to us on our website at confusedroom.com. And we may use it on a future episode of the show. We pick three spaces every single week to do that to. And we'd love to see yours. Can have some fun with that. And we'll put it on the show. You get her take, my take on it. Her take will probably be better. But
no that's guarantees. What you get. No guarantees. It depends on the space.
You get arcade machines in mine. And
I could see the bathroom actually being your win.
You know what? I actually, on a recent episode where we did a basement take, I was all about ready to put arcade machines in there, at least one.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't find a place for it to work right.
No.
And I was just like, eh. And I know we have one here because I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a dork like that. But I just couldn't find a place for it to work in the last one. The neat thing about that is there's so many ways to affordably do something like that today that was just
right.
Completely unquestioned, not even an option when you're a kid. When we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that was like thousands of dollars. Now, $200 and an old computer, you got an arcade machine.
Sure.
It's really kind of amazing. Anyway, today we're doing a bathroom. Really neat thing. Before we get into that, I want to talk about, this space itself. They want a spa-like retreat, and that really kind of does mean different things to different people.
Sure.
The term spa-like retreat. Because there's different, you go to I've been to maybe three spas in my life. I think you've probably been to more than that, but
I've been to different spas. Yeah.
But, all three I'd say that I've ever gone to, very different in feel.
Sure.
Some lighter, some darker. There's like no kind of like all around here's what it should feel like. So I guess my first question on this, when we're talking about like a spa-like retreat, before we get into what you did with the bathroom and what mm-hmm. I do with the bathroom, personally, what does it mean to you? What is relaxing when you're thinking spa-like retreat?
To me, spa means luxurious relaxation.
Okay.
So I'm thinking anything that seems luxurious, nicer than probably what's at home,
mm-hmm.
and makes me feel relaxed. So it's not, cluttered, full of too many things going on and makes my mind go all over the place, which I have focus issues anyway. So
mm-hmm.
those are the two words I think that describe spa to me.
Okay. I just think relaxing. I think, my mind, I'm getting at least one warm towel to wash, to warm my mm-hmm. hands and something like that.
Sure.
And then I sit in a waiting area and look at magazines that are kind of sticky.
Wearing a robe. And somebody else's slippers.
And you're like, why are the magazines so sticky? That's not an issue
when I go to the spa.
I don't think I've gone to the best of the spas.
It's definitely not an issue where I go.
It's like at least doctor waiting room and spa, same sort.
In the women's lounge, that's not a problem. In the men's lounge.
I don't know why good housekeeping is so damn sticky.
Jeez, let's keep it G-rated.
I'm not implying anything.
Oh, sure
I'm
you're not.
I'm not implying anything.
Sure you're not.
We're doing a bathroom today.
I'm going to drink.
On the program. Okay, so bathrooms, you want clean. You want nice.
Not sticky.
Not sticky. Nice and relaxing. Dirtiest bathroom you've ever been in someone's house.
In somebody's house?
In someone's house.
Oh, God.
I got a couple. I think I know. I'm not going to say who or where, but I got a
I got one, and it may be the same place, but I'm not going to say where. Honestly, I'm not.
You want to do the description, or shall I?
Just
go.
Hadn't been cleaned in far too long. Like, not even spring cleaning once a year was this bathroom hit. It was kind of like I was afraid I was going to catch something if I sat down in there. So it kind of hovered like you do in the gas station bathroom when you, like, I'm not sitting on that.
It was of the nature of truck stop bathroom, of abandoned truck stop where squatters may live.
truck stop where they serve real greasy food and burritos.
After the zombie apocalypse and everyone has died.
So, grossed everybody out on that.
There was stuff on the seat.
Totally know where you're talking about, and I'm talking about the same place.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like, and you live here? And you use this? Yeah. Anyway, that would be the dirtiest one I've ever been into.
Sorry, we can't give more description on that.
Most pristine?
Most pristine home bathroom?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I mean, all of them besides that one have been like acceptably, I feel fine using this.
Yeah. I would say, I don't have a specific answer, but I will say what impressed me, and this is really corny, but go back about 12, 13 years, and people are starting to kind of really get into more, we're stepping out of the 90s, uh-huh. We're stepping out of all of that sort of home design, and we're starting to get into, oh, we're going to actually give some of our spaces a lot more attention that we otherwise, maybe we'd put a little basket of potpourri in here in the past and call it good.
And never change it out. It gets dusty.
And that was it.
Dusty potpourri.
Dusty potpourri. And you're like, oh, let's fluff this up a little bit. The orange mist going on.
The little pressed soaps that collect dust.
Yes, pressed soaps that no one ever touches because they don't want to damage the seahorse.
Oh, they were butterflies in my house.
Who doesn't need butterfly or seahorse soap? I mean, that just it those stays are decorative. Together.
Don't use those.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Right? It's a bad thing. I would say what I thought was neat, and I wouldn't do anymore. But hey, if we were doing this show 13 years ago.
Like trading spaces?
I would have put pebbles in my sink.
Oh, totally did that.
Remember that?
Totally did that.
You did that.
I did that. Yeah, yeah. But it was about 10 years ago.
Exactly.
So.
Everybody was doing it. I mean, but that was like, to me, I remember I went to, it was like a little, like get together. I don't even know who the people even were anymore. I just remember it was like, it was down the road and it was like, hey, you're new to the neighborhood. Kind of like, oh, okay. Friendly people in Kansas. That's new. went there. And the bathroom, and it was very dark. The whole house is dark. Lots of greenery going on as well. But the bathroom had the pebbles in the sink, and the bathroom was done up really nice. And they paid attention. There was detail. Dated to now, if you look at it. But at the time, it was like, huh, I like that.
The pebbles in the sink usually went right alongside the new invention of the reed diffuser.
Oh, yes. I remember the reed diffuser.
If you had a reed diffuser and pebbles in your sink, that was uptown. You were providing a very spa-like experience for your guests.
Or if you had the piece of whatever that burned at the end.
Incense?
The incense. You were probably smoking pot.
Sure. And smelled like patchouli on a regular basis.
Exactly. So something of that nature. For an in-home bathroom, I'd say that's probably one of the more impressive moments of my life. But again, dated, I don't know what. I don't go to people's homes now other than ours.
Clean is always
good. All I ask is for clean.
Yeah. And you don't always get that. So.
Yeah, that'd be what I would look at. Let's take a look at the bathroom space that we're going to be giving some suggestions on here today. And this space, it's truly confused. The image comes probably from about where the door is, Jack and Jill sinks, one long mirror, and then you're looking straight ahead, and then you have a whirlpool tub or soaker tub there with a pony wall right next to it.
I just left to laugh.
Yeah. There's a window for the tub, too, that's not shaded. It's not fogged, it's nothing. It's you look right out and everyone can see anything they want. Hopefully it's just squirrels. But beyond the pony wall, there's the toilet. And then right next to that is the shower. So really, if you're sitting at the toilet, you really can have conversations with someone having a bath and a shower simultaneously while you are doing your business.
I just think of the music from Psycho when I see this bath. I think of somebody sitting in the tub taking a nice relaxing bath, and then you hear the with somebody looking over the pony wall, sitting on the crapper, doing who knows what.
Who's killing who though? Is the person that's using the toilet killing the person, or is it the person coming out of the tub going around? Like, who's killing
the person in the tub is definitely the victim in that case because of what's going on the toilet.
So you're going into the room. Who do you kill first, the person in the shower or in the tub?
No, that's not the point. The person on the toilet.
I'm asking your strategy on this. Let's say there's a person in the tub, on the toilet, and in the shower. Who goes first if you're Norman?
Toilet person, for sure. You always kill the toilet person first.
I think the toilet person has a little more time to... They're not going to want to get up as quick.
This, I have to say, was very poorly designed by whatever builder did this. Because, for one, if you're in the shower or in the tub and somebody else needs to use the bathroom, that's a bad experience for everybody involved.
Yeah.
So I think changing it up, changing the whole footprint of the room is probably what's called for here.
Yeah, and that's really what would need to be done to make any sense of this. I mean, yes, you could reimagine the paint colors and tile and all that, but it's still a poorly, poorly designed room. If you're going to do it, just do it right.
Yeah, and honestly, that looks like the world's biggest bathtub. I mean, we have a nice corner bathtub where, you know...
It's overkill.
I think it is overkill.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. So reimagining this room, there's a lot of ways to do it. We both have two different ideas on it. Shall I jump in?
You want to do yours first or mine?
Whatever you want.
Go ahead.
In my order here, I have this one lined up first. So let's jump onto this one. Here's what I would do with this space. So I made over the existing vanity with a fresh coat of white paint, added in a butcher block countertop with some sink bases that sit on the top counter. Went with a warm brown vertical plank wall around the vanity, some new Jack and Jill mirrors with almost industrial style lighting. Then after that, put in a big rectangular stone accent wall. Goes around the tub and the shower surround as well. Bumped the shower out, put in a new corner shower glass surround where the new wall is, and rearranged the tub to be flush with the window itself. Added in a rustic wood teardrop style chandelier, lots of candles to kind of complete that relaxing setting. And because there's so many hard surfaces in there, the sound is going to echo. So you're going to sit at the top, you want to listen to music and such. Created an acoustic panel out of an old burlap sack put on a big open wall by the door to kind of help keep the echoes down in that space. One of the biggest, I think the most dramatic moves that were made to that room is walling off where that existing shower is.
And what the point of that is to make a water closet, which is basically what normal people call a toilet room, where the mm-hmm. toilet is by itself with its own ventilation mm-hmm. and everything. Everybody benefits in that scenario. So I think that's really good. I did that in my design as well. Yeah. So I really like your use of textures in this.
Thank you. I call this the wine cave bathroom. It's dark. I mean, it really is. It's a darker space, but I used a lot of bright whites with it. I didn't even use like any sort of faded whites or anything of that nature. I kept the whites very vibrant, very white to really kind of offset the darker tones of the room. Just as white as the bathtub is what I based it all off of.
Okay.
Just to keep things, you know, really kind of going here, to not feel cave-like.
Sure.
Because without some of those colors, you could barely, very easily go there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wanted to still make it feel relaxing, make it feel vibrant. Lots of browns in there, mm-hmm. lots of grays. Not a lot of black, but just a lot of browns. The ceiling itself is that white tone as well. And I really just kind of wanted to go for the candles, the chandelier, the browns and the oranges and the rock. All that really plays really well off the candles if you want to have a nice relaxing space to just kind of spend some time in.
And you know, so often you see master bathrooms that tend to lend more towards what the female of the house would like.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like the male gets to use the space, but this is how I want it.
Yeah.
I could see this being a very good space where both the male and the female of the house would be very happy.
Is this a good compromise bathroom?
I think it's a very good compromise bathroom because not only is it relaxing and luxurious, you have a lot of male undertones in this
mm-hmm.
to where I don't think it's going to be like, oh, that's girl world. I'm going to go get dressed in girl world.
You know? Yeah. I mean, I really tried to make it something that both could really enjoy. And I know I have my vertical plank wall here going on, which is somewhat reminiscent of the Burt Reynolds paneling, but I went with actual real... You go plank by plank here. I suppose you could phone it in and do a Burt Reynolds paneling if you really wanted to, but I would really just get the board, stain them, put them up, and do a true...
And what we lovingly call Burt Reynolds paneling is the printed paper on cardboard paneling of the 70s that we would imagine he would have in his Smokey and the Bandit basement.
Sure.
But no, anytime you include real texture,
and this is
like
real
wood, that makes all the difference.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's a neat mix of industrial lighting here with just kind of rustic lighting that I think just really gives it a fun feel. And, you know, I've not always been a huge fan of those above counter sinks.
Uh-huh.
But when I was playing with design ideas here, I just really liked how those looked right on there.
Sure.
I just thought it all really worked well together.
It shows off the butcher block more.
And I love the butcher block countertops. I really think those look really neat. And now that we know how to actually make them ourselves... I would be so inclined to do something like this myself from the ground up. But that's my take on this this bathroom space. You want to go over yours?
Sure.
Okay, let's grab Jenny's bathroom space here. That's mine. Here's yours. Hang on. Stand by, kids. There's 42 images coming up on the screen at once. None. Okay. And... Okay, ready?
Ready.
Okay, here is Jenny's bathroom.
Okay, my vision of a luxurious spa-type relaxation master bath is more with the high-end finishes. And these are not finishes that I would necessarily put in any other bathroom in the house, but I went with a lot of marble and chrome, things that you would consider a little bit of a splurge. I went with kind of a nice sagey green on the wall because that's a great relaxing tone. Fogged, or not really fogged, but gave a texture to the glass, which is very easy DIY project to do to, you know, create some privacy but still let all the light in. Took out that ginormous tub that was there before, but put in a nice freestanding, almost pedestal type tub. Where you can just really soak and relax and enjoy the day. But also included a giant shower. And this shower, I consider it giant because it's like 4 foot by 5 foot. Two people could easily be in there at once. But it's plenty big for a bench, which is in there, but also just, you know, sitting and waking up in the morning when you're not ready to get up at 6 a.m., but you have to. Did a double vanity where the existing vanity was, but I dressed it up a little bit. I did a distressed paint on the vanity and included a marble countertop with a backsplash that went from the countertop to the ceiling, with 3 sconce lights, one on each side of the mirrors, 2 mirrors, and then one in between the 2 mirrors. And I included as my soft touch to kind of deaden some of the sound, a almost regular area rug like you would see in a different part of the house, but just to kind of cover some of the floor to kind of not give it such a cold feeling. And I actually went with, you could do a porcelain wood look tile on the floor in here, which would work great. There are some vinyl products that are waterproof that would also be wood look that would work great. I just wanted to do something other than your traditional tile floor, just to give it more of a feel of like it's an extension of the master bedroom versus just the bathroom. And I did wall off the existing shower and make that a water closet as well, just to get the toilet out of the main part of the bathroom.
And I think that's the similarity between the two of ours, is walling that thing off and making that into its own little space. And I like having that little space.
I do too. I think everybody enjoys privacy on that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I really, in our last house, we had a really large shower, but we didn't have a bathtub. Mm-hmm. And we both kind of really enjoyed the shower, but I really enjoy the bathtub. So I wanted to include both here because right now there's a trend of getting away from having a bathtub in the master bathroom because the idea is, well, everybody's so busy, all they do is shower anyway. Mm-hmm. In the morning, I thought, no. Mama needs her relaxation tub when the end of the day comes and you need your glass of wine. So I think that that is actually, that was important to me. And I don't know if that's something that's going to ever come back, but I think not just dedicating the whole space to a shower is probably a benefit.
I was really playing around with the idea because I'm like, should I just go with a bath or just go with a shower? It's like, you know, how do you live? How do you, what do you like? And it's like, I really enjoy, you know, the relaxation in having the tub. I enjoy, I need a shower for sure. So it's like, I can't X out the shower because I don't want to have to go and wander out to the hall shower or someplace else in the house. Everybody's trying to get ready in the morning and going to school. And I wouldn't want to get rid of the tub either. So it's like, I have to figure out a way to incorporate both of these some way into the design. And you have the plumbing for both. You might as well use them both.
Sure. You know? And the room size allowed for that.
Yeah. Paulette says, I love the marble. The tub is everything lovely.
Thank you.
Rob says, you both have great ideas. Dave loves your color, loves his the natural feel you have on that. I love those sinks and the light that's coming through. So
I
like your design too, and I noticed it was wildfire themes.
It was not wildfire.
Riding wildfire.
Okay. Our artwork that we can use for wall decor.
We'll be riding wildfire.
On this program is very limited, so when I find something I like, I save it to my folder and. The colors really worked with what I was going for in there. And it's not that I love running horses, but I just thought that was a good fit for that wall. Don't sing Wildfire anymore, please.
I was waiting for your pause so I could keep... It's like Titanic, you know, where you do... There's like a statement of the song and a statement made by you. So you give your statement, and then when you pause, I do the next line of the song.
Jack, don't leave me.
She'll be riding wildfire.
Okay, no.
She'll be riding wildfire.
I just kept the theme based on the colors of the inspiration piece of art.
She'll be riding wild. Michael Martin Murphy.
Yeah, you're right.
There you go, kids.
I want to see the song you sing when I put the big giant cow picture in the laundry room that I'm going to do.
You know what I want? I want one of those giant cast iron cowboys that are there's like four of them on the horses, and they have their guns drawn, and they're it was like an every westernish style thing.
Charlie Russell and Frederick Remington. Yeah. I know those artists well. Grew up with households decorated with Charlie Russell and Frederick Remington, so
You know what I'm talking about. I don't even know I don't know their names, but
I know Frederick Remington because he was from Butler County, Kansas.
Oh, so they're from all because there's a lot of folks around there who had that stuff.
Frederick Remington actually was from Butler County, Kansas, and so we actually learned about him in art class because he was the first to really capture an artist rendition of cowboys and horses where it wasn't just all 4 feet of the horse were on the ground. Sure. It was actually in motion and it was a Kansas thing.
You know, if you're into that style, it's very well done.
Yeah.
I will say that he's a great artist, but it's not my style. But if that's your thing, it's very, if you were to say someone wants this, I would gravitate towards that.
Yeah.
Be like, these are the things you want, if that's your style you're wanting to go for.
I think to be able to effectively do what we are doing, you have to appreciate all kinds of art.
Sure, sure.
And have a little bit of knowledge on a lot of things instead of a lot of knowledge on a few things.
Sure,
and so
I agree.
I bring the Western knowledge to the table.
Well, and I've seen a lot of it, and I joke about it just with my own personal style, but I also recognize... It's good quality work.
It is.
And it's really, if that's what you like, that would be what I would go with over almost anything else.
Well, and this is a way, you know, with the picture of the running horses to lean it a little more towards, you know, your Western influence without going full on horseshoes over the doors.
I didn't feel like that with yours. I just thought I wanted to sing Wildfire. So I just thought I'd bring up the horses and break into Michael Martin Murphy. Anytime I can bring up a 80s song.
That was 70s. That was not
the 70s, really?
That was 70s.
Wow.
Know your shit, radio man.
I was not alive then. Yeah. I do remember the day he died, though. I was working in country radio. It was one of my first couple weeks in country radio. And all of a sudden, the receptionist came out of her cove and ran into the studio and said, "Oh my God! Michael Martin Murphy's dead." And
did he die by wildfire?
He was trampled by wildfire. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. I think he was just old. It was a moment where they're like, "Oh, we got to play that song now."
Okay, I remember where I was when Michael Jackson was dead.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
I just remember because it was one of my first weeks working in country and I didn't know any country music or artists. I did know that song because it was a mainstream song. It was one of the few country songs in the 80s that crossed over. So I'm like, oh, I recognize that song. And everything else that was playing on that country radio station in 2005, I didn't know what it was. I was just beginning to know who Tim McGraw and Rascal Flatts and Kenny Chesney and Keith Urban and all of that were. And I come to like a lot of those artists, but all of that was brand new to me.
So did you suddenly have a, you know, imagine moment where you look off into the distance every time you hear Wildfire, kind of like on Seinfeld with Desperado, you know, and the guy just zoned out?
I do at least once a week. I'm driving down the road, and I'm not really paying attention. I'm just kind of driving, and all of a sudden, I'm riding wildfire. I'm like, oh, God, I'm on a windy road.
I almost hit a dog in the fog today. But
were you listening to Wildfire?
No, but he made it out of the way, but I stopped. And he took off. He didn't want to have anything to do with it.
He just burst out into the road?
Yeah, on the highway. But I didn't hit him. He was fine.
Good. Oh. He won't be riding Wildfire anytime soon. Wraps up today's episode of Confused Room. Join us Monday through Wednesday for new episodes on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you download podcasts, at YouTube, our website as well, confusedroom.com. Send us in a picture of your space. We'd love to use it and give you a room reimagined on a future episode of the program. Just send us one good, you know, picture of the room. Tell us what you like, and we may use it on a future episode. We pick three spaces every single week to do that with. So check it out, confusedroom.com, and we appreciate that. Press subscribe, give us some stars, greatly appreciate it. Helps us grow the program. Until next time, for Jenny Bruschi, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for watching another episode of Confused Room.